In January, he was the leader of Egypt, a multimillionaire by many reports, and an influential voice on the international stage. Hosni Mubarak now lies in a metal bed in a hospital bed inside a metal cage, listening to the case against him. Corruption, abuse of power, serious allegations that could land him in prison, but the killing of nearly 900 people during the uprising that ousted him could bring the death sentence to Hosni Mubarak. The case of Egypt v. Mubarak. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. We're going to be hearing more about the trial of Hosni Mubarak, as well as domestic stories having to do with the debt ceiling. John Hockenberry is out this morning on this Wednesday, August 3rd. An unprecedented moment, really, in the Arab world. This is the first time that a modern Mideast leader has been put on trial fully by his own people, and it tops the news. The trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is now underway in Cairo.
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate, in the name of right and justice, this session is open.
In a specially built courtroom, Mubarak lies on a hospital bed inside a cage of mesh and iron bars. The man who ruled Egypt with unquestioned power for almost three decades faces the death penalty on charges of corruption and ordering the killing of hundreds of protesters during the uprising against him. Inside the cage, Mubarak looks frail. He has to crane his head up to see the proceedings. Just during the past 5 minutes, he has denied the charges against him. Mubarak is on trial with his two sons, his former interior minister, and six senior police officers. Security is extremely tight outside Cairo's police academy where the trial is being held. And that's the sound of some clashes between pro- and anti-Mubarak supporters this morning. The trial's being broadcast live around the world. It's also Egyptians' first look at their former president since he was ousted in February. And for many, it's a surreal moment.
I'm so scared that they will say there's a lack of evidence or whatever it is, and he wouldn't be put in jail. That's the scariest part. That's the worst-case scenario for me.
The BBC's John Lyne is outside the courthouse where crowds are watching the trial on a giant screen.
This is the moment almost no one in Egypt expected. Former president finally in the dock alongside his two sons. And there were cheers and wolf whistles from the crowd of opposition supporters here as they watched the big screen just behind me when they finally saw those defendants appear in the dock. So absolute amazement here. And it's actually silenced the protesters.
We'll talk more in just a few minutes. The debt ceiling has been raised, but for all intents and purposes, we've only just reached halftime in the broader fight to lower the deficit. The focus now turns to a special committee that has to come up with another $1.5 trillion in cuts. President Obama once again called for a balanced approach.
Yes, that means making some adjustments to protect healthcare programs like Medicare so they're there for future generations. It also means reforming our tax code so that the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations pay their fair share.
The U.S. won't lose its AAA credit rating, but Moody's has changed its outlook to negative. Wall Street, though, continued its longest losing streak since the financial meltdown in 2008. The Dow fell 2% yesterday. It's its eighth consecutive drop. Congress has left for its summer break without ending the shutdown at the FAA. That means 4,000 furloughed workers and 70,000 construction workers will be idle until at least Labor Day. The shutdown is expected to cost the government more than $1 billion in uncollected taxes. Asian and European markets are down right now. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,866, the S&P at 1,254, and the NASDAQ at 2,292. Well, we will get more unemployment numbers out this Friday, as we do every Friday. But with so many unemployed people out there, why do seasonal employers keep hiring foreign workers? We're going to talk about this later, but we want to get your stories of unemployment. How long have you been out of work, and did you have to change your lifestyle? Give us a call at 877-78-MY-TAKE. We'll talk later this hour. First, the latest on the trial of Hosni Mubarak in Egypt.